This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. and Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. First Mother Then Daughter by Another Old Writer. Chapter 1. At 28 years old, Lewis Watkins was the darling of the tech industry. Lewis earned his PhD in computer science at 25 and started a company, AI Beginnings, that shook the foundation of the software world. His work in artificial intelligence was at least a decade ahead of anyone in the world. AI Beginnings allowed him to refine the theories on artificial intelligence systems that he developed in grad school and explore the practical uses of these systems. He was known to everyone in the software field and was constantly booked for speaking engagements. He traveled all over the world giving lectures. His success took a toll on him. Running a company did not allow him enough time for his research. He had become a manager, and he didn't enjoy that role. Although he was hesitant to part with it, a larger company offered him more money than he could ever use for AI Beginnings. They wanted to capitalize on his research and develop practical applications for the future. Lewis became the chief technical officer of the new company. He was still a manager, but the larger company allowed him more time to work on his own projects. AI Beginnings sold for more money than he had dreamed of, and as CTO he had a substantial income. He lived in a two-room apartment which was adequate when he was just out of graduate school. He was only there to sleep, and he didn't sleep much. Most of the time, he would just nap at the office. After the company's sale, he bought a house in an upscale neighborhood filled with doctors, lawyers, bankers, and investors as well as tech entrepreneurs like himself. He could have easily bought a larger house, but he liked the neighborhood and didn't know what he'd do with a bigger one. The house was about 20 years old. Before Lewis moved in, he extensively remodeled and modernized. In fact, he gutted it. He converted two rooms upstairs into an office and arranged it so that he could do 80% of his work from his new home. He endeavored to make the rest of the house look like a home. State-of-the-art electronics were installed throughout the house. He installed the fastest internet connection available. Every device, inside and outside the house, connected to the main computer system, and was available to him anywhere in the world. Music, video, lights, security, and fire alarm systems were of course available, but also things like the temperature of the pool and hot tub. His security system included the newest ultra-high-definition cameras. Outside, he built a pool house, a large pool, and a built-in hot tub. He enclosed the backyard with a 10-foot solid fence for privacy. He had all the toys that a young, unmarried man would want in a house. It was like a high-tech bachelor pad with more rooms. It was a shame that Lewis didn't have much time for women. He worked constantly. As the remodeling progressed, he went around almost daily checking on the progress. That's how he met his new neighbors. The couple that lived next door to him, Howard and Beverly Thompson, had bought their house when it was new and had lived there for 20 years. Howard was a successful attorney and had been a partner at the same prestigious law firm since he earned his law degree close to 25 years ago. By the time he got married, he'd saved enough money to buy this house and they had lived there ever since. It was a good thing too. He and Beverly started their marriage living in a tiny one-bedroom apartment. They bought this house when they began planning to have children. Shortly after they moved in, Beverly got pregnant. Little Allison was born 9 months later. She'd lived in the same house for 18 years. When Lewis bought his house, the Thompsons were approaching middle age but still felt young and active. Howard was in his late 40s and tried to keep himself in shape. Beverly was in her early 40s and did keep herself in shape with daily workouts. It showed. Their previous next-door neighbor had been an older widow who recently moved into an assisted living community. She was nice enough, but the Thompsons rarely saw her. Her children sold the house to Lewis. Most of their neighbors were older, and the Thompsons were excited to have a new, younger neighbor. Lewis got to know Howard and Beverly during the remodel. Lewis went around every evening to check on the progress of the renovations, and Howard would come by to talk when he was not traveling. Lewis had met Beverly too, but they rarely talked. She tended to the landscaping of the home. Lewis was at once struck by her beauty. He loved seeing Beverly work in the yard. The yard and garden were her pride and joy. They were lovely. But Lewis wasn't interested in her yard. He was interested in Beverly. Her yard work outfit was tiny, cut-off jeans and a button-up shirt tied just below her breasts. Even a covering of dirt didn't detract from her beauty. Most women half her age couldn't have pulled off that look, but she looked damn good. Lewis had many fantasies about her on her hands and knees in the garden. Beverly noticed Lewis watching her, and she didn't mind even a little. In fact, she loved it. She kept herself in shape and enjoyed it when men appreciated it, especially younger men. Her daughter, Allison, was sometimes embarrassed when a date couldn't take their eyes off her mom. Those boys didn't get another date. It secretly tickled Beverly, and she'd been known to flirt just a little. Many of the neighborhood men would take long looks at her as they drove by, and the men walking dogs always found an excuse to stop and chat. She knew they didn't know the color of her eyes or care. It was flattering, but most of the neighbors were in their 50s and not very fit. They were not candy for her. It surprised and titillated her that a man as young and good-looking as Louis showed an interest in her. He was at least 10 years younger than she was, probably more. She thought she could pass for younger, but not that much younger. Still, it felt good to have him notice her, so she teased him a little. When the remodeling was over and Louis moved in, the Thompsons were delighted. It was nice to have a young, hard-charging, energetic man around. On the first day in his new house, the Thompsons had a cookout in his honor to welcome him to the neighborhood. Howard loved a good cookout. Louis arrived at about 6:30 for the party. He enjoyed being around Howard and Beverly more Beverly than Howard. Howard was an okay guy. They could have a conversation for a while, but the conversation usually veered towards sports. The law firm had an unspoken rule that to make partner, lawyers had to play golf. That's why Howard learned to play. Now it was like heroin for him. If he wasn't playing, he would be talking about it, reading about it, watching it on TV, or thinking about it. Howard liked most sports, at least to watch, but his life revolved around golf. Louis hated sports, especially golf. Being around Beverly made it worthwhile being there. She was gorgeous, smart, and confident. She had a cat-like walk that exuded sexuality. Her body seemed to scream, "Take me." Louis thought that she must have been a handful for Howard in the bedroom. Her outfit for the cookout was a short skirt and low heels, which showed off her long, shapely legs. She wore a scoop-neck t-shirt that emphasized her tiny waist and shapely breasts. It was cut so that it showed exactly the right amount of cleavage for an informal gathering. When she bent over to get him a beer, her skirt rode up to within inches of her panties. She looked fabulous. Her body was tight and lean. No one would have guessed she was in her 40s. Beverly wore that outfit, especially for Louis, and was pleased that he liked the way it showed off her body. She'd had a few beers and she wanted to flirt with him. It was fun to flirt. She had a smile that said, "I'm glad you like my outfit." And she delivered that smile to Louis whenever she caught him looking at her. Sometimes she'd throw in a little flip of the hair. At dinner, she sat close to him and after another beer, she let her leg innocently touch his. Nothing serious, just a bit of fun. But it was turning her on. Louis couldn't tell if she was aware of how sexy she looked, but the way she dressed and moved drove Louis crazy. He knew she'd had a few beers and was flirting with him. What surprised Louis was that Howard didn't show much interest in her. Louis never saw them touching, kissing, or even passing glances at one another. Howard either never noticed or didn't mind her flirting with him. Louis wanted to explain to her, in an extremely personal way, how attractive he thought she was. That was also the evening was meeting their daughter, Allison. Howard told him that they had a daughter, but he wasn't ready for her. She was a senior in high school and was about to graduate. She was the kind of girl that Louis had dreamed about but never stood a chance with, in high school. She was tall with long auburn hair like her mother's and an adorable face. Her figure looked like she had been a very skinny little girl a few years ago and was now filling out as she became a woman. She was at that wonderful age when a cute little girl became a beautiful woman. She was still wearing her private girl's school uniform, complete with a short skirt. The skirt was shorter than her mother's and probably shorter than allowed at school. If she bent over like her mother had, her panties would definitely be on display. On top, she wore an untucked, button-down shirt with an extra button open at the top so that it barely covered the top of her bra. She still had that bounce when she walked. The bounce only the young have. Something that goes away as women get older and more mature. It was a shame she was 10 years his junior and still in high school. When Louis saw Beverly and Allison standing next to each other, they almost looked like sisters even though he knew they must be at least 19 years apart in age. Howard and Beverly introduced her to Louis. Allison quickly said hello, grabbed some chips and a drink, and then bounced back into the house. It was a Friday night, and she was going to spend the night at a friend's house to study. Louis thought, "Is that what they call it these days?" As they sat around chatting, Louis told them that he was the CTO at a computer tech firm. They told him that Allison was planning on studying computer science in college. It turned out that Beverly was a programmer before they got married and had Allison. Beverly said, "From what I've seen, Allison's a good programmer, but it's hard for me to tell. It's been a long time since I've written any code. Allison's teachers like her work, but if they knew good code, they wouldn't be teaching. Her school assignments are easy, but she pushes herself by writing apps for her phone. She's going to want to pick your brain over the summer. I'll do what I can to help. Have her give me a call," Louis said. "Beverly, don't sell yourself short. If you've ever been a programmer, your skills may get rusty, but you still have the mind of a programmer. Programmers think differently than most people." She smiled at him, knowing what he meant. Louis had just told her that she and Louis had something in common. A way of thinking that was different from most people. It was a subtle but powerful compliment. Louis asked, "How long have you been married?"
21 years,
Howard said.
"Almost 20 years,"
Beverly corrected him.
"I got pregnant within our first year of marriage." "What about you? Are you married?"
Beverly asked.
"I'm afraid not. I dated a girl for 3 years in grad school, but she dumped me right before I got my PhD. After that, I was so busy finishing my PhD, starting my company, and selling it, I didn't have much time to date. Hopefully, now that my life is more settled, I'll have more time." "Beverly, did Howard tell you that I put a pool and hot tub in the backyard?"
"Yes, he did.
That will be nice this summer. I wanted to tell you that you're welcome to use the pool and hot tub anytime. That includes Allison and her friends. Here's a key to the back gate. I'm not around much these days between work and speaking engagements. In fact, I might impose on you to pick up my mail sometimes when I'm out of town. Anytime, I'd be happy to, Beverly said. After dinner, Lewis suggested that they go over for a swim and a soak. Howard and Beverly went inside to change into swimming suits. Beverly spent a lot of time figuring out what to wear over to Lewis's. She took off her clothes and looked at herself in the mirror. She looked damn good for a woman in her 40s. She was proud of her body. Her ass was tight, and she had no excess body fat. Even with tight jeans on, nothing bulged over her belt line. She even had a little muscle definition in her abs. Her smallish but not too small breasts fit her body perfectly, and had only sagged a bit since she was Allison's age. They were still firm and perky. She'd worked out daily since she was in her 20s. She had no intention of being one of those women who just accepted that their bodies had changed. That wasn't going to happen to her. She exercised every day because she knew that as she got older, her body would start to droop. She was determined to delay that as long as possible. Howard never noticed how good she looked, but she thought Lewis might appreciate her tight body. She put on the smallest two-piece swimsuit she owned. She'd never worn it before, and it looked sexy on her. After she changed, they headed to Lewis's place. Howard didn't even notice her new swimsuit. When they arrived, Lewis was waiting at the gate for them in a pair of board shorts. When Lewis saw Beverly, he whistled and said, "Beverly, you look great. You must have been really young when you had Allison." Beverly feigned embarrassment. "You couldn't be over what, 35? Beverly blushed. "Never ask a lady her age," she said, then smiled. No one had looked at her body like that in a long time. She felt a little tingle up her spine. "Howard, you look like you work out too."
"I try," Howard said.
"Not very hard," Beverly thought. "Driving a golf cart doesn't count as exercise." Beverly couldn't help noticing how young and fit Lewis looked. She asked,
"You're in good shape yourself, Lewis. How do you stay so fit working all the time? Every tech company has an exercise room. Most people never go in them, but I like to exercise. It keeps my head clear and helps me think. I also had an exercise room built into the house during the remodel so I can exercise when I work from home," Beverly said to Howard. "Maybe we should put in an exercise room for you."
She poked him in his spare tire and laughed. Lewis gave them a quick tour of the pool, the pool house, and the spa, showing them where the spa controls were. He pulled Howard aside and said with a wink,
"I'm a single man and I might have a lady over some nights, that's why it's so private back here. Also, if I'm alone, I sometimes don't bother with a swimsuit. So if the lights are on, you might want to call before you come over."
Howard nodded knowingly and said,
"Got it."
Beverly overheard them talking. The thought of Lewis being naked with a woman, or swimming alone, au natural, just over the fence, made her feel surprisingly randy. Lewis made margaritas in a big plastic pitcher. He brought it and three plastic cups over to the hot tub. Beverly and Howard slipped into the water. Lewis turned on the spa lights and set the jet timer for 5 minutes. Beverly loved the way the bubbles felt on her body. After pouring them drinks, Lewis joined them in the tub. As he stepped in, his crotch was right in front of Beverly's eyes. She found it hard to ignore the outline of the large bulge hanging down the leg of his thin board shorts. She gulped down half her margarita.
Beverly said, "I've never been in a hot tub. It has so many water jets," Lewis said. "You can control them with that panel right next to you."
He leaned forward and touched a panel right next to Beverly. She could smell his wet skin as he showed her how to use it. Beverly started exploring the jets, and Lewis started talking to Howard. She wasn't listening to whatever they were blabbing about, she wanted to investigate the jets. Beverly found that there were water jets all over the spa and they did different things. Some pointed up in the seats. She found that if she positioned herself just right, a jet hit her in a very pleasant spot. It was a wonderful mixture of water and bubbles that pulsed on her sensitive area. She could control the intensity, how fast it pulsed, and the mix of water to air. If only her swimsuit weren't in the way. Beverly poured herself another margarita, filling her cup to the brim. She settled down on her spot and let the water jet work its magic.
"These drinks are great, I love margaritas," she said.
Lewis had made them strong, and Beverly drank way more than her share. She was feeling nice and loose and a bit naughty. The jets were feeling even better. The jets turned off. With the bubbles off, Lewis got a good look at Beverly's body and saw where she was sitting.
"That's the timer," Lewis said. "I'll reset that."
When Lewis stood up, his crotch was even closer to Beverly. The water had made his shorts cling to his body, and it gave Beverly a much better view of the bulge in his shorts. She liked what she saw. Her thoughts were beginning to get lewd, and it amused her. She wanted to reach out and grab it. Being a bit drunk, it was difficult not to burst out laughing at herself. Lewis restarted the jets and slowly got back in. He could see Beverly staring at his package. He and Howard continued talking and Beverly finished off the last of the margaritas. Lewis looked over at her and saw her closed eyes. The water level moving up and down made Beverly's breasts move above and below the surface. Her nipples were hard and showing through her top.
"Are you okay, Beverly?" Lewis asked.
She said.
"The water is just so relaxing. Anytime you want to soak, you're welcome to come over. You have a key."
The bubble stopped again, and Lewis saw that the margarita pitcher was empty. He offered to make another, but Howard said that they should call it a night.
He had a golf game at the first tee-off time in the morning. Beverly wanted to stay for another drink, or three, but didn't say anything. As they all got out of the spa, Beverly looked a bit unsteady. Louis put his hand on her shoulder to see that she didn't fall. They thanked each other for the nice evening and promised to get together regularly. Beverly's nipples were hard and pushed out her top. She didn't know whether they were reacting to the slight chill in the air, the drinks, or Louis's touch. Louis found them quite pleasant to look at. Beverly caught Louis sneaking a peek at her breasts and below. When he looked up, she made eye contact with him and smiled. It made her feel sexy that he admired her body. She deliberately glanced down at his crotch, then met his eyes and smiled. She wondered what it looked like when he was excited. Howard didn't notice anything. The only thing he thought about was tomorrow's golf game. Louis knew Beverly was horny as hell and wondered what she was going to do with Howard at home, assuming she could keep him awake. He watched her as she walked to her back door. She looked just as good going as coming. Beverly could feel him watching and putting a little extra sway into her steps as a last little tease. Louis had always liked older women. It was probably because of the woman who lived next door when he was a young teenager. Mrs. Wilson was only about 30, but that's old when you're 14. She was the sexiest woman he had ever seen in the flesh and was better looking than any woman he'd seen on the internet. Louis heard a rumor that she was an ex-model and a trophy wife. Her husband was close to 60. He mowed her yard once a week, and she would always sun herself on the afternoons he was there. She wore scandalously small bikinis that barely covered her, and as the summer wore on, her bikinis got smaller and lighter weight. They barely contained her large breast or covered her pussy. It was hard for Louis to pay attention to mowing the lawn and look at her at the same time. Either she didn't notice him staring, she didn't care, or she got a kick out of teasing him. In any case, he enjoyed the view. After he finished the yard each week, she'd invite him in for a cold drink. Inside, the air conditioning made it downright cold. It felt good on his sweaty body. She kept the drinks on the bottom shelf of the refrigerator, and when she reached in to get one, she would keep her legs straight, so he had a dick-hardening view of her bikini-covered ass. She took her time finding the right one for him. When she turned around to give him his drink, her nipples pushed out against the fabric of her top. He couldn't keep from staring at them. She knew he liked her tits. Whenever he'd stare, she'd catch him, and smile at him. 14-year-old Louis fantasized about her stripping in the kitchen and teaching him about the ways of love and using his body for her pleasure. Every time he jerked off from the age of 14 until he lost his virginity at 18, he thought about her. Only one thing happened with her outside of his fantasies and wet dreams. One day, late in the summer, Mrs. Wilson was lying on her front in a bikini that was tied in the back and had no shoulder straps. Like she often did, she untied the back to avoid a tan line. On that wonderful day, Louis heard her scream. He looked over and saw her dancing around on the patio waving her arms frantically, topless. Louis ran towards her. By the time he got there, she had calmed down. But she hadn't realized that in her haste to get up, she'd left her bikini top on the lounge 20 feet away. Standing there topless, she explained that a wasp landed on her arm, and it made her scream. She was scared, so she tried to shoo it away, but it kept flying after her. She still hadn't noticed that her glorious tits, and they were truly glorious, were on full display until she saw Louis staring at them. She put her arms over her chest and asked him to retrieve her top for her. It was not an easy top to put on, especially since she was still shaking. Louis watched while she tried to reach around for the tie in the back and her tits kept falling out. After a few tries, she gave up and asked him to tie it for her while she held the front to her chest with both hands. His hands were a bit unsteady, but he managed to get it tied. She apologized for the display, and he just nodded his head. What was a 14-year-old kid going to say? Nice tits? She smiled at him. She could probably see his hard dick in his shorts. He wasn't sure she minded him seeing her breasts by accident. She never asked Louis to turn around nor did she retreat into the house. When she asked him in for a drink, she stared at the outline of his painfully hard cock. She looked straight at it, and then looked at his eyes and smiled knowingly. He always wondered what would have happened the next summer if she hadn't moved away. That became his favorite fantasy. He had a fondness for wasps after that day. Then there was Sandy. When he was 18, he lost his virginity to an older woman. Although Louis was a good-looking kid, he was a computer geek in high school and had no social skills and no self-confidence around girls. Sandy wasn't much older, she was 26, but again she seemed a lot older. Sandy was a friend of his sister's. They had just finished graduate school and were at our house celebrating. He loved it when Sandy was there. She was his sister's nicest and best-looking friend. They both drank way more than they should have, and his sister started teasing him. It was her favorite thing to do. That night, she went too far and taunted him about being a virgin. Louis went to his room. Why did his sister tease him about that, especially in front of Sandy? He thought. After a while, he got in bed. He thought about Sandy and how much he'd like to fuck her. Soon, he was jerking off. Sandy walked into his room and turned on the light. She had on a robe that hung slightly open and was very drunk. Oh, I'm sorry, I thought this was the bathroom. She slurred. He tried to hide himself, but she'd already seen him. She said, Don't cover that up, you've got a big, good-looking cock. Your sister was a real bitch teasing you for being a virgin. I was a virgin until I was 19 and in college. People didn't expect me to be and teased me about it. It was kinda hard for me. Really? I asked. She closed the door and turned off the light. The moon was bright through his windows so he could see her well as she stumbled over and sat on the edge of his bed. He felt her hand touch his dick. Yeah. So, I'm going to take care of that for you. I've never taken a guy's virginity, and now seems like a good time.
She slipped the robe off her shoulders and Louis saw a naked woman for the first time in real life. She climbed into bed with him, and gave him a big drunken sloppy kiss. He didn't care how drunk she was. He was 18 and didn't want to be a virgin anymore. He played with her tits and kissed them. She had great tits, but he didn't do that for long, fearing she was going to pass out. He tried to crawl on top of her, but she stopped him.
Your cock looks good, I need to taste it.
She moved down the bed and wrapped her hands around it.
Ooh, you do have a nice one. It's bigger than my boyfriend's.
She licked up and down his erection and then sucked it deep into her mouth. She bobbed up and down on it knowing he would not last long.
He said, Sandy, I'm going to come.
I know, sweetie. That's the point.
When she went down on him again, within seconds he filled her mouth with cum. She looked up and swallowed. Drops leaked out the sides of her mouth. She wiped it off and licked her fingers. She moved up to put her head on his shoulder. Sandy reached down to give him some encouragement.
Oh, I knew that you would get hard again, but that was fast. The college girls are going to love you. Now I want your big cock inside me.
She rolled on her back and Louis crawled between her legs.
He put his cock at her entrance and slowly pushed into her. His virginity was a thing of the past. Even after coming once, he didn't last long. He doubted that she enjoyed it much. When he finished, he started kissing her. But Sandy was well on her way to sleep. It would have been nice to do it again so he could do it longer. He was hard again, but she was sound asleep. He took a few pictures of her, passed out naked in his bed. Doing things to her while she was asleep crossed his mind. But she had been nice to him, and he wasn't going to do that. He dressed and went to get his sister to help Sandy to get into the proper bed. His sister knew that he'd had sex with her. His cum was leaking down her leg.
Did you fuck her?
He just smiled.
Was she awake?
If she was asleep, I'm going to kill you.
She was awake, and it was her idea. Being that drunk, I'm not sure it was consensual. I'm going to ask her in the morning.
We moved her naked into the other room.
My sister said.
Damn, I can't make fun of you for being a virgin anymore.
Don't worry, I'll find something else.
When Sandy came down in the morning, she gave him a kiss in front of his sister and said,
Last night was great.
You lasted so long.
I'm not sure how many times I came on your big cock.
She wanted to make my sister sorry that she had teased me.
Gross,
his sister said.
Sandy said.
He's quite a stud.
She gave him a long kiss to get to his sister. She hugged him and whispered,
I wasn't that drunk.
You can keep the pictures but take them off your phone, you naughty boy. It was one more thing that she did for him that he was grateful for. When Howard and Beverly got upstairs, she pulled him straight to the bedroom. Beverly was a bit drunk and the bubbles from the hot tub made her horny. It had probably been 2 months since they'd last had sex. Her two-piece suit was off in seconds. She grabbed Howard's swim trunks and fell to her knees, pulling them down to and off his feet. She needed him hard, but he wasn't there yet. She wasn't fond of giving him blowjobs anymore, but she could certainly give him a hand job to help him along, and she was already on her knees in front of him. She grabbed his cock and started stroking it while playing with his balls. She needed to be careful he didn't go off in her hand. She needed a lot more from him. It didn't take long until he was hard. She got up and threw herself on the bed. She lay on her back with her knees up and her legs spread.
Lick my pussy,
Howard asked.
What's gotten into you? Shut up and eat me. Make me come.
It was an order, not a request. He crawled between her legs and gently licked her.
No. Harder.
Now. Howard dove in and sucked her clit into his mouth, flicking it hard with his tongue. She pulled on her knees, lifting her feet off the bed, and spreading her legs as far as they would go. He continued to suck hard on her clit as he slipped two fingers into her entrance. She screamed and kept screaming as her whole body spasmed. Her scream ended and her muscles relaxed a little, but she needed more. She looked at the head between her legs. She saw graying hair and a bald spot. Closing her eyes, she imagined it was the slightly shaggy, full brown hair of Louis, and it made her tingle. Holding his head, she pushed her pussy into his mouth and came again. She seized his head and pulled him up between her legs and commanded,
Fuck me hard.
She stayed in the same position with her hands pulling her legs back. Her calves were close to her ears. Howard shoved his cock into her and pounded down, driving himself deep. She was so wet that her pussy offered little resistance to his penetration. Beverly loved feeling his entire weight shoving his cock into her pussy, but she couldn't move in this position, and she wanted more control. Beverly pushed him off her and rolled him over on his back. She straddled him and quickly impaled herself on his shaft. Sitting straight up on him, she rubbed her clit with her finger as she bounced up and down on him. As her orgasm hit her, she screamed again. Her back arched and she threw back her head, pushing her tits out. Her pussy clamped around his cock. He swelled before he released his seed into her with a shout. She fell on his chest and continued pushing his rapidly deflating cock into her until it flopped out. Trying for more pleasure, she rubbed her pussy across his soft cock, but it was over. She rolled off his chest and played with his worn-out cock, hoping she could get him hard again, but she was out of luck. They fell asleep spooning. That night she dreamed about being in the hot tub with Louis. She was sitting naked between Louis's legs and could feel his hard cock pressing against her back. The bubbles tickled her as they floated up her whole body, lingering at her sensitive spots.
Louis had a magical ability to control the jets and the bubbles. He held her in place as he directed the bubbles and streams of water with his hands to give her unimaginable pleasure. She couldn't move her body or hands, nor did she want to. He directed the water like an orchestra conductor, bringing different instruments into the mix as needed. With a flick of one wrist, he could make the bubbles swirl up and down her torso or direct them to targeted parts of her body. He directed the bubbles to swirl all around her breasts and nipples. Her nipples were so hard that they crinkled. The jets responded to him and morphed into hard pulsing streams aimed directly at her breasts. That caused her such pleasure she wanted to scream. New sections of jets entered the mix and pulsed and flowed across her sensitive clit. The jet pressure slowly built from pianissimo and rose to a shattering crescendo, pushing her closer and closer to a mind-shattering climax. All the jets were playing, pushing her toward the final seconds. She was so close, but a dissonant sound in her head distracted her, preventing her from reaching her climax. She tried to ignore it, but it wouldn't stop. She opened her eyes, breathing hard, confused, and then disappointed. She threw the damn alarm on the floor, breaking it into small pieces, and made the buzzing stop. She realized she was in bed with Howard and needed a good fucking. He was still asleep. He could sleep through anything. Reaching over, she gently picked up his dick and he began getting hard in her hand. Her head went under the sheet to give it more encouragement. She intended to get him hard and then fuck him, but plans changed. She needed to play. Howard woke up to his wife giving him the first blowjob he'd had in 10 years. The last one was on his 35th birthday when he asked for one as his birthday present. He always asked on his birthday, but it rarely happened. She could tell he was awake, but they couldn't see each other since her head was under the sheet. She imagined it was Louis's cock she was sucking on, and she meant to impress him with her skills. A small part of her brain wondered if she should feel guilty about imagining another man while giving a blowjob to her husband. Her pleasure center overruled the rest of her brain. She licked up and down his shaft while she rolled his balls in her hand. She opened her mouth wide, put it over his cock, closed her lips, and sucked it as she moved back up his shaft. With her hand on the base, she quickly lowered her lips down his shaft until she thought she might gag. She was determined not to gag. She wouldn't allow it. If she was going to fantasize about Louis, she was going to swallow all of him. She moved up to the head and licked all around it to get it wet. She teased the tip until she could tell he was about to come. Summoning all her willpower and promising herself that she would not gag, she went all the way down on his cock and held herself there. She felt an urge to gag, but she forced herself to ignore it. He was in her throat. Howard groaned as he shot his load down his wife's throat. He expected her to scream at him. She had never let him come in her mouth, ever. He felt her swallowing his load and then she licked him clean. There was no trace of cum left. She was proud of herself. When she finished, he asked, "What did I do to deserve that? I just wanted to try it to see if I could," she said smugly, proud she had deep-throated him. "How was it?" he asked. "Not bad. Did you like it?" she said. "God, yes," he said. Howard gripped her head and kissed her long and deep. He didn't care that she tasted like his cum, and he didn't know she'd been thinking of Louis. Maybe having Louis next door would spice up their sex life. She realized that wasn't going to happen when Howard jumped up and said, "I'm going to be late for my tea time," instead of, "I want to fuck you all morning and most of the afternoon. That's the last blowjob he's getting," she thought. "My skills are wasted on him." She thought about how it would be nice to visit Louis when Howard was out of town. She knew she would never do it. She would never cheat on Howard, but the thought excited her. It had been a long time since Howard had given her nearly enough attention in bed. He was always working, playing golf, or out of town on business. Even when they went on vacation, rather than relaxing and playing sex games with her, he stayed on the phone with the office and constantly had his laptop with him. When he did want to play, he played golf. God, she hated golf. He wasn't a bad husband and she loved him. He was a good provider, was a good father, and he didn't fool around on her. He just didn't have the sex drive she needed. It was different before and right after they got married. They had plenty of sexy fun together back then. They had sex in every room of the house. If they bought a new piece of furniture, it didn't seem to fit in until they had sex on it. She'd never been able to look at the dining room table without smiling. Within minutes of its delivery, he stripped her and tied her to it, her tits smashed against the cold, hard, wood and took her from behind. He fucked her so hard she had trouble walking the next day. They're sure that Allison was conceived on a piece of new furniture. They were just not sure which one. They had sex at least once a day and had tried every position they were physically capable of. He loved oral sex, both giving and receiving. She loved it when he thought of her as a sexy woman and not as a mother. She needed sex as much as she needed food and water. She needed him to want to fuck her so much that his balls ached, and she was his only relief. They had role-playing games nights. When Allison was a baby, Beverly adored those nights. They took turns picking the roles. Once they picked the roles, they had a week to come up with the costumes and the story. They tried to outdo each other. He liked her dressed up like a slutty nurse or Catholic schoolgirl, and he would be a doctor or priest and take advantage of her innocence. Or have her pretend to be a street walker and satisfy him like he was a customer. He could tell her to do anything, even degrading things, because that's what he'd paid for. When it was her turn, she'd dress up like a cop, arrest him for being with a hooker, and slap cuffs on him. He'd beg her not to take him to the station. It would ruin his reputation. She would let him go, but there was a price. He had to make her come 3 times with his hands cuffed behind him. Other times, she would make him her slave. He'd wear a dog collar and leash. She'd wear a leather catsuit and carry a whip. She'd tell him what to do to her and when. If he didn't please her, she'd spank and humiliate him. There was one game that they both really liked. She had a fantasy about being coerced into sex. It might be something simple like the pizza delivery boy who she'd screw to give him a tip. Or the washing machine repairman who demanded more money than she had. He'd take the rest in services she could render. Or the landlord who had come to evict them. She'd have to satisfy him just to get an extension. Or a bookie would come to the house and say that her husband owed him money. She could work off his debt using her body, doing everything he wanted, or he'd find her husband and hurt him so badly that he'd never have sex again. Some nights, they would pretend that the office called and needed him to come in for an emergency. He wouldn't be back until late. She'd fall asleep not knowing that he had forgotten to lock the front door. She would jolt awake when a stranger in a ski mask burst in, tied her up and raped her repeatedly. Howard would return and find her tied up and brutalized by the stranger. He might untie her and comfort her. Or it might excite him to see her tied up, naked, and helpless, and take advantage of the situation to fuck her again. They had lots of variations on that one. She never told him, but sometimes she'd wish that he would have a friend come over and do the raping. But when he became a partner in the firm, he got more responsibility. He needed to entertain clients and keep them happy. That's when he started playing golf, the social lube of lawyers. He was also responsible for bringing in new clients. That required both golf and travel. He was interested in many things, just not sex with her. Allison was growing up too, and to indulge in role-playing games they had to send her to her grandparents' house. There was a limited number of nights they could do that. So, their sex life went out with a whimper, not a bang. It just faded away. For a while, she tried acting sexy, dressing provocatively, sleeping naked snuggling against him, and outright begging. He was always too tired. These days she didn't offer often, and he rarely asked. Sometimes he wanted to have sex if his golf game was rained out, but it had long since ceased being special. Chapter 2. A couple of weeks later, Lewis called. Hi, Beverly. Can you and the family come over tonight? I left the office early for a change and I thought I'd throw some burgers on the grill. We can swim a little and have a soak. Oh, thank you, Lewis, but Howard is out of town for a few days. He knew Howard was gone, but he didn't tell Beverly. He wanted the women over, one or both of them. What about you and Allison? I've had a tough week and I love to have some company. Let me ask Allison, she said. Lewis hears in the background. Allison, do you want to go to a pool party next door? Allison and I would love to come over. What time? Anytime, really. I'll put the burgers on at about 8 o'clock when it gets cooler, but we can swim and relax first. We'll get there around 6:30. How's that? Great. I'll see you then. Beverly was excited about the invitation. She knew that nothing would ever happen between them. She was a married woman, 13 years older than Lewis. He'd never be interested in an old lady like her. Although, she thought back to the last time in the hot tub. He certainly seemed interested in her body. She found his body interesting too. She needed to get that image out of her head. Beverly picked a small two-piece suit to wear. When she put it on, she realized that it had been a long time since she'd done any grooming down there. She got out a trimmer and took off enough that it wouldn't show with her bathing suit. She looked at herself in the mirror and thought, I could just shave it all off, and laughed at herself. There wasn't enough time for that now, but it made her feel a little naughty to have thought of it. She didn't think Howard would notice. She put a thin cover-up over her suit. Allison wore normal swimwear for a good-looking 18-year-old girl, a small but decent bikini with a wrap around her waist. Lewis told them that he'd be in the back so they could just use their key to come on in. Lewis was dressed in thin board shorts again. When they came in, he greeted them warmly, hugging Beverly briefly, and told them how he was glad that they came. The hug surprised Beverly, but it didn't feel inappropriate and was pleasant. Can I get you ladies something to drink? I'd love one of those margaritas if you don't mind. They were so tasty. Lewis got out the blender and made a pitcher full. He poured a big glass for Beverly and then paused. Beverly, can Allison have a drink? I'll bet it's not the first alcohol she ever had and she's safe here and not driving? Okay, but just one. They're strong. Allison smiled at him and mouthed, thank you, as he filled her glass. They sat around the patio talking and drinking. Allison kept looking at him strangely and finally said, you're him. You're Lewis Watkins. The Lewis Watkins. I guess I'm guilty, Beverly asked. Allison, what's wrong with you? You're being rude. Mom, you don't understand who he is. This is Lewis Watkins. He started AI Beginnings. He's revolutionized artificial intelligence. Oh my God! There was an article in Forbes about him. They're calling him a genius for the next decade. And I'm sitting next to him by his pool. Dr. Watkins, AI is exactly what I want to study in college. I read your article in Science. I couldn't follow all of it, but it's amazing what you've done. You can't call me Dr. Watkins when we're both in swimsuits. I'm sure there's a rule about that. I'm just Lewis, your old next-door neighbor, Beverly said. It looks like you've got a groupie, Lewis. He'd never seen a teenager look at her mother like that. It was a combination of, I'm going to kill you in your sleep. And, I'll hate you forever for embarrassing me like that. Before there was any bloodshed, Lewis said, I'm going to get in the pool. Would anyone care to join me? The tension broke and Allison followed him to the pool and dove in. They splashed around while Beverly looked on, sitting on the side with her legs in and her drink in her hand. She was smiling at us. Allison wanted to ask him about his work and the company, but every time she started to, he'd say later and dunk her. She gave up and crawled on his shoulder trying to dunk him, but he wouldn't go down. She finally dove underwater and pulled his legs out from under him, and he fell underwater. When he got back up, sputtering, he said, "I'm going to get you for that." But she was already out of the pool and drying herself off.
"Too slow, old man."
He got out of the pool and picked her up laughing and screaming and threw her in the pool. She said, "Uncle, I give up."
Lewis pointed down at her mother and Allison nodded. He reached down, picked Beverly up, and threw her in the pool. Allison swam over and dunked her. When she came up for air, she was laughing. Beverly liked watching Lewis being playful with Allison. The drops of water flowing off his face and hair and down to his chest were all she could see. She wanted to get in and suck one of his nipples into her mouth before going lower. As he got out of the water, she could see the outline of his cock against his leg through the thin fabric. She was impressed by its size. She was ashamed that she was watching him, and she hoped that Allison didn't notice. Beverly didn't seem to notice how much skin contact there was between Lewis and her daughter. Lewis took Allison's hands and pulled her out of the water like she was light as a feather, and then did the same with her mother. Beverly lost her balance, and he had to catch her against his chest.
"Those are strong drinks," she said. "You get to help cook," he said to Allison.
She saluted and said,
"Yes, sir."
Lewis started grilling the hamburgers and Allison started asking him questions again. She asked very insightful questions about coding and AI. She impressed him with her level of knowledge of the subject for a high school student or, for that matter, most college students. Allison had an innate grasp of it that most people never would. She wanted his guidance about what she should study in college next year.
"If you come over some evening, I can loan you some books about the different ways people have approached AI in the past. It helps to know where we've been to see where we're going. We can go over what courses you should take too. Bring over some code you've written. I'd like to look at it."
"Where are you going to school?"
he asked.
"UT Austin."
"Great, I know most of the professors there and I'll be happy to email them a letter of introduction. They can be great advisors to you and once they know you, they may be able to get you into some graduate level classes early. I'd call them doctor or professor," he said laughing.
Allison was positively giddy.
"By the way, I told this to your parents, but you're welcome to come over to use the pool in the afternoon and you can bring your friends. Just make sure that you clean up after yourself. I'm rarely home before 6 o'clock. You're welcome at night too, but if the lights are on, call first. If I'm alone, I don't bother with clothes out here. I wouldn't want to surprise you. Don't get into too much trouble."
Beverly was a little drunk and getting jealous of the attention Lewis was giving her daughter. She wanted Lewis to pay attention to her. It was nice that she could carefully examine him with little danger of him noticing, but she wanted him closer. Lewis put out the food and they gorged themselves. Beverly was hitting the margaritas hard, and Allison took the opportunity to have a few extra glasses herself. Lewis kept making more. By the time they finished eating, the sun had gone down, and it was almost dark. Lewis suggested a soak in the hot tub. He told Allison how refreshing it is to get hot in the tub and then jump into the pool to cool off. They tried it, and Lewis was rewarded by the sight of 4 extremely hard nipples poking through their tops when they got back into the hot tub. Of course, they saw the outline of him in his swimsuit. Allison hadn't noticed it before and was both embarrassed and fascinated by it. He was a grown man, she only knew teenage boys. They moaned as the warm water soothed them again. After a while, they found themselves a bit waterlogged and tired. It had been a great evening. They said their goodbyes and thank yous and went home. They went through the back gate and in the back door. They said goodnight to each other and went to their rooms. They were both a little tipsy. Beverly couldn't sleep. She kept thinking about Lewis. Every time she saw him, he seemed sexier, and he made her horny. He was virtually a stranger, but she found herself dressing in sexy outfits for him. She should be appalled when he gazed for much too long at certain parts of her body, but the lust in his eyes made her feel young again. It had been too long since a man looked at her that way. Beverly knew that it would take forever to go to sleep when she was this horny. Getting in bed naked was a bad idea, but she liked the sensation of the cool sheets on her bare skin. It made her feel sexy. When the sheets touched her nipples, they hardened. There was only one thing to do. She pulled her favorite vibrator out from her bedside table drawer. Beverly had many vibrators because Howard was always out of town. She had a magic wand, for serious external vibrations, a rabbit, a remote control egg, a bullet, a clit vibrator, a vibrating butt plug, and a luxurious, silky soft, realistic dildo with a silicone outer sheath over a hard inner shaft. It felt like soft skin over a hard cock. That was her favorite. Sometimes she soaked it in hot water to get it up to body temperature. It felt like a real dick inside her. It had 3 speeds. She slathered it and herself in her favorite lube and pressed it against her pussy. She tried to think about Howard, but the only sexy thoughts that came into her mind were about Lewis fucking her with that bulge hidden in his swimsuit. Set too low, she pushed the big cock against her entrance and slipped the head in her pussy. She moaned. She thought about walking over to Lewis, pulling his shorts down, and holding him in her hand as he swelled. He would become rock hard and heavy. She moaned as her first orgasm hit her. She turned the vibrator up a notch as she thought about falling to her knees to worship his cock, that monster she wanted. She could almost feel and taste it in her mouth. Beverly wanted all of it, but she wasn't experienced with blowjobs. She'd never liked giving them, and the thought of swallowing cum was distasteful. She'd swallowed all of Howard's cock after that first cookout, just to see if she could do it, and she could. Lewis's cock might be much bigger. She shivered at the thought. He was a young, good-looking man, and she knew that he expected a blowjob from her, the old slutty MILF next door. She wanted to suck him and hear him moan, pleased that she was so good. She wanted to be a good slut for him and take his cock all the way down her throat. She imagined the feeling of it down her throat, her nose touching his skin. Her imagination was so vivid tonight that she could feel it down there. She couldn't breathe, but she refused to pull off him. His cock pulsed, and he shot his seed straight into her stomach. She jerked as another orgasm hit her. But she wasn't satisfied. She wondered if his young cock would still be hard, or if she would need to tease him until he got hard again. That would be fun. She loved to tease, and she knew could get him hard as a steel rod. After she got him good and hard again, he'd push her down on the concrete, onto her hands and knees. He wouldn't be gentle with her. She was an old married slut. He would take her from behind. It didn't matter what she wanted. The vibrator was now on high, and she rammed it into her cunt as far as she could. Her whole pussy was vibrating. Her finger was on her clit. She imagined him kneeling comfortably on a cushion while she was on the concrete. He'd press his cock against her sloppy wet pussy and jam his cock into her, all the way to the hilt so fast and hard that it hurt as he stretched her cunt. He would pull back and ram into her even harder. She imagined his cock bashing into her cervix over and over. Her scraped and bloody knees hurt, but that wasn't his problem. He'd insistingly pound into her cunt, the cunt of his slut, not caring about her, just using her as a receptacle for his needs. He'd shoot his seed in her waiting hole when he was ready. Holding her hips, he would plunge into her mercilessly as his balls tightened and his cock swelled. She'd push back against him, helping him come. She could hear him letting out a loud series of grunts and holding himself into her as deep as he could as he exploded in her, painting the walls of her cunt. She'd squeeze his cock as hard as she could as he came. Her final orgasm was a big one, and she bit into her pillow so her scream would not wake Allison. She lay in bed soaked in sweat, breathing hard, unable to move. The vibrator was still buzzing inside her. She pulled it out and felt empty. Lewis was still on her mind. Could she possibly cheat on her husband? Her pussy was certainly voting. Yes. She ached for real sex. But did Lewis want her? Maybe or maybe not, but she was sure she could seduce him if she wanted to. Could she do that to Howard? And what if Howard caught them? It would ruin her family. Maybe if she just did it once, she could get it out of her system. It was too hot to sleep or think. She threw a robe over her naked body and went out to the back patio. It was late and all the houses in the neighborhood were dark except for a single window next door. Why was he awake? Was he thinking about her? She sat on one of the patio chairs, facing the window, and let her robe fall open. The cool air felt delicious on her nipples and wet pussy. It was light enough out that if he looked, he could see her naked body. She fondled her breast thinking about him watching. What if she went over now and jumped in his pool naked? Would he hear her? Would he come out and take her? Her hand fell to her pussy, and she started to rub her clit. She winced. It was sore from her abuse early. She couldn't take any more tonight. Besides, no matter what she did with her hands or a toy, it wasn't going to scratch the itch she was feeling. Only a hard cock could do that. Lewis's hard cock. She went back up to her bedroom and fell, naked, onto the damp sleep. She fell into a fitful sleep. Thinking about him like this was silly, but it made for good masturbation material. Nothing was ever going to happen between them. She was an old married woman. Allison couldn't sleep either. When she met Lewis, he was just another neighbor. He was nothing special. But tonight, he was fun. He got her mother to let her have a margarita, something her mother had never done before. Then she realized that he was famous. He was Dr. Lewis Watkins, one of the most influential minds in computer science in the world. Even though she hated her mother for saying so, she was a bit of a groupie. She was more starstruck than a groupie. It's not like she wanted to jump into bed with him. Although he was attractive for an older guy. He offered to help her with teachers at college and lend her books. He even wanted to look at her code. Dr. Watkins wanted to see her code. He was so normal. He played in the pool with her like he was one of her friends. They'd splashed and yelled together, unlike her mother who just sat on the edge. One time when he splashed her, it almost pulled off her top. It would have been embarrassing for her top to be floating around in the water. She thought he saw her tits briefly, but he didn't say anything or start staring at her boobs. That was pretty cool of him. He told her that she and her friends could use the pool in the afternoons this summer. That would come in handy to get an all-over tan. His yard was private, nobody could see her. When they were cooking, he talked to her like she was an adult, not just some little kid. He listened to her and understood that she knew a lot about the field of artificial intelligence. That hot tub was great too. She'd never been in one. She liked it when they got hot in the spa and then jumped in the pool. It felt so cold, and it made her nipples cold and hard. When they were back in the spa, she saw him checking them out, and she felt a chill up her spine. As the evening wore on and she'd had a few more drinks, he looked more handsome and not as old. If he were a little bit younger, she would be interested in doing something with him. Something sexual. She found herself getting horny from thinking about him. She thought about what it would be like with an older man that knew what he was doing. Her hands slipped under the covers. One went to her breast, and one went to her pussy. Her mind wandered as she rubbed her clit. Maybe when she was naked in the pool, he'd come join home and surprise her. She could flaunt her body a little for him. Or a lot. It would be easy to make him want to fuck her. Guys always wanted to fuck her. Once he saw her ripe naked nubile teenage flesh, he would beg to fuck her. He had a nice package from what she could see as he got out of the pool in those thin shorts. It looked a lot bigger than her boyfriend's. She thought about it stretching her tight pussy, almost like when she lost her virginity. She thought he would start with long slow strokes then speed up until he was savagely pounding into her tight young pussy. She came so hard she wanted to scream but was afraid of waking up her mom. She bit her pillow and screamed. She was hot and sweaty when she finally fell asleep. Louis couldn't sleep either. He wanted to review the recordings. His whole house, inside and out, had tiny, ultra-high-definition surveillance cameras hidden around. He didn't install the system to check out women in the backyard, it was part of the security system. But it turned out to be a nice extra feature. He started by looking at what was going on now, not expecting to see anything. He was surprised when he saw Beverly sitting on her back patio with her robe open, displaying her whole naked body while facing his window. He took a snapshot of that. She was so hot. He'd like to take her to his bed, but that wouldn't happen because she was happily married. Still, it was fun teasing each other. He reviewed the footage from tonight's party. He didn't see anything new except that at one point, Allison's top became dislodged, exposing her perky breasts. He zoomed in to get a close-up snapshot of that. It was a shame that she was too young for him. If she were a little older, he might pursue her. She was certainly beautiful. If she and her friends took advantage of the pool and hot tub during the day, he'd probably get some interesting videos. The surveillance system notified him if there was any activity. He'd know if someone came over. Maybe one day he would come home early and surprise one of them. He looked at the video of Beverly with her robe open and stroked himself thinking what he'd like to do with her hard body. Over the next few weeks, Howard was out of town on a big case most of the time. Allison was not around either. She had graduated from high school and had a friend with a lake house just outside of town. She and her friends spend most of their time out there. She spent more nights out there than at home. Beverly thought that she was probably having sex there, but she was 18 years old, knew about STDs, the importance of condoms, and was on the pill, so why not? As a result, Beverly was alone at home more than she'd like. During the day she went to work out. She'd done that more since Louis moved in. She was proud of her body and intended to keep it in even better shape. She'd lost 3 pounds in 2 months and weightlifting had toned everything. She stripped off her clothes and looked at herself. Her abs looked very fit but not hard like a woman weightlifter. Just well-toned and shapely. Her waist was tiny and strengthening her back and chest made her tits look perkier. She turned around and looked at her back. She loved the way it looked strong and shapely. She looked like an hourglass at her waist. Standing on her toes like she had heels on made her legs and ass look even more shapely. Some of her clothes didn't fit anymore. She loved putting on clothes that fit a few months ago that now looked baggy on her. She treated herself to some new clothes and on impulse bought a couple of skimpy bikinis. She'd never owned a bikini before. She didn't think she could wear one in public, they showed too much, but Louis's house wasn't public. When she got home, she tried them on to see how she looked in them and to take a couple of selfies. She noticed the problem of her pubic hair sticking out, so she started trimming. These bikinis were tiny and covered very little. She'd never seen any of Allison's bikinis that were close to this small. She trimmed a lot of hair off, but it still didn't look right. She had to try it. She got out some shaving foam, clippers, and a razor. Sitting on the edge of the tub, she cut his hair off much as she could with the clippers. What remained, she sprayed with the handheld shower head to get it wet, and then spread shaving foam over her swollen pussy. The feeling made her shudder. Her hands were shaking from excitement, but slowly and carefully she drew the razor down her pussy. It was easier than she thought. She wondered what it would be like to have a man shave it for her. She shaved all of it off. She had to hold each part taut to shave it smooth. All the pulling and pressing made her wet on the inside. She got a hand mirror and examined her handiwork. Her pussy was completely bare, and it looked cute. As she looked closer, she realized she needed to shave around her ass too. She picked up the razor and took care of that area. She cleaned up and rubbed moisturizer on. That almost made her come. She never shaved her pussy before, and it felt wonderful to be bare down there. She could feel the air move against her lips as she walked, and it made her feel sexy and horny. She took a selfie of her fresh look without her face in it, and a close-up. She put on one of the tiny bikinis that she'd just bought. The bottoms had little strings that tied at the sides. She stood in front of the mirror to see how she looked. No hair showed from under her bottoms, and the area it covered looked smooth without all her hair pushing it out. She took another selfie that included her face. She could send it to Howard. Maybe he'd look at it in a meeting. She laughed at that idea. She could send the close-up to Louis. Would he know it was her? As she stood there, just for fun, she spread her legs slightly and pulled both the side strings at once. The bottoms fell to the floor, leaving her clean-shaven pussy showing. She didn't quite know why, but it sent a surge of pleasure through her body and made her pussy tingle. She ran 2 fingers up and down her slit and plunged them in her. The feeling was so intense that her knees buckled, and she dropped to the floor. She lay right there on the cold tile bathroom floor and watched herself in the full-length mirror as she rubbed her clit until she had a huge screaming climax. She'd never been able to see her pussy so clearly. Howard would have a cow if he noticed, but she loved it and was going to keep it shaved. She might even get it waxed. The thought of a stranger grooming her down there made her feel both embarrassed and excited. She thought about Allison and thought that she must shave too. All the young girls in bikinis must. She dressed and realized how good her everyday panties felt against her freshly shaved pussy. She wondered how silky, sexy panties would feel. She felt sexy just walking around. She was going to her workout now. That would be interesting. She wanted Louis to see her new bikinis, but he was not around much either these days. She called him to see what he was up to and to check to make sure it would be okay if she used the pool and hot tub. She'd hate to show up there when he was lounging around the pool naked. Louis was happy to hear from her but told her that he was unlikely to be home before 11 p.m. for the next few weeks because of a push to finish a project. She was more than welcome to come over anytime. Chapter 3. Louis's phone chimed to let him know that someone was in the pool area at home. He opened the app and watched the screen as Beverly dipped her toe into the pool. It was 7:30 and still light. She had been coming over every evening for a swim and a soak in the hot tub on days when Howard was out of town and Allison was not home. A bottle of wine and a plastic cup accompanied her. She wore smaller and smaller bikinis to swim in. They were a quarter the size of the two-piece suit she wore the first time. Soon she stopped wearing anything in the pool area. Louis was surprised to see that she'd shaved. The first time he saw her in a swimsuit, he remembered seeing a few stray hairs. She had a remarkable body. After a week, she started coming over in sandals and a robe with nothing but skin under it. Then even that was too modest for her. She came over in tiny shorts and an equally tiny top. She'd take them off at the gate, go for a swim and soak, then air dry before putting them back on when she returned. That was the most daring thing she did. It was the most daring thing she'd ever done. If someone were to show up, she wouldn't have clothes, a robe, or a towel to cover herself. Her only clothes were 30 yards away. She'd just have to stand there naked. Air drying meant she was in his backyard later at night. She rarely left before 10 p.m., and sometimes she'd be there later. Often, she'd play with herself by the pool while drying off or let the spa jets do the work for her. Louis's pool area had become her naughty retreat. Louis had watched her every night on the security cameras. He thought it was time for him to come home early. It was about 9:30 p.m. when he got home. He came in the side door, so no one would see or hear him. There was a full moon. He'd watched on his phone and waited until she had cooled off in the pool and was lying out, naked, air drying. He took his clothes off, turned all the backyard lights on at once, and walked out onto the patio naked. He saw Beverly and feigning surprise said, "I'm sorry, I didn't know you were here, let me turn down the lights." Beverly jumped up in shock and saw him standing there naked saying something to her. Her brain couldn't process his words. He went over to the switches and dimmed the lights. "I finally got away from the office early. Do you mind if I join you?" Beverly started trying to cover her body without much success. She wanted to run away in every direction at once. "But I'm naked, let me get a swimsuit, and I'll come back." "There's no need for that. When I'm by myself, I never wear clothes out here at night." She looked like a deer caught in headlights. "Would it make you feel better if I turned the lights off?" She nodded. He walked to the panel and turned them all off. "Is that better?" "Yes, but I really need to go. Look, Beverly, we're both adults. We've seen naked people before. Now, we've already seen each other naked, so let's just sit in the hot tub and relax." He walked towards the hot tub. This is what she'd fantasized about. Ever since she started coming over and swimming naked, she wanted him to come home early and catch her naked. But now that it had happened, she wanted to run away. Part of it was the surprise, but also only her husband had seen her naked in 25 years and Louis was now the only person to see her shaved pussy, ever. When she fantasized about this moment, she acted cool and sexy, but now that it was real, she felt embarrassed and exposed. He could see everything. "I haven't seen you in a while. Let's sit in the hot tub and talk. It'll be dark in there. I could use the company." He was so relaxed that she started to relax too. The half a bottle of wine she drank helped too. It was dark out here. He walked over to the spa and started the bubbles, and she followed him. When he stepped in, he held out his hand to help her as she stepped in after him, and they sat down. He couldn't see much in the dark under the bubbles, but neither could she.
"I've forgotten my manners. Would you like a drink? How about a vodka tonic?"
Louis said as he stood up again and got out of the tub. Beverly got her first unobstructed view of his cock. It was dark, but she could see well enough. She gasped quietly. He turned to get out, and his ass looked mighty fine too.
"No,"
she thought. She wasn't going to think like that. She was married, although she wasn't dead. Louis flipped on the lights in the kitchen as he made the drinks. Beverly stared at his body as he walked around making the drinks. He flipped the lights back off and returned to the spa. He bent over and handed the drink to her. Her eyes were accustomed to the dark again, and she realized it wasn't that dark. Louis got back in the tub. Beverly downed half her drink. Louis asked,
"So, how's the family? I've been expecting Allison to call me to go over her college courses. You must be proud of her. Teenagers have short attention spans. Allison has a friend with a lake house, and she spends all her time out there. If I see her, I'll tell her you asked about her. She usually spends the night there too." She thought, "Why did I tell him that? What's Howard doing?"
"Howard has this big case that keeps him out of town for days, if not weeks at a time. So, I spend a lot of time working out and doing things around the house. I started coming over here in the evenings." The house felt empty.
The drink was loosening her up. She knew she shouldn't be telling him all of this.
Louis said. I'm certainly glad you did tonight. I know you must get lonely, but the extra training has worked for you.
Oh, I'm sorry. That sounded crude.
I didn't mean that, just your body looks great, which it does, but your face looks good too. You look healthy, happy, and relaxed. Thank you for noticing. Working out does that for me, especially an exhausting workout. Afterward, I feel tired but at the same time energetic. I have more stamina, I'm in a good mood, and I'm proud of myself. Sort of like after really good sex.
She clamped her hand over her mouth.
I didn't mean to say that. Don't worry about it. I've had sex and you're right, an exhausting workout is like a great time in bed. But it's just not as fun.
He smiled at her. Beverly was glad it was dark, although the full moon had come up and it wasn't as dark as it was. She was blushing from her head to her toes. She needed to change the subject.
So, how come I've never seen any women over here?
I've had a few over, but no one I was interested in. I think they were mostly interested in me because of who I am. Sex with them was okay, but not something I wanted to continue with. I think I told you that. I had a long-term relationship with a woman that ended about 4 years ago. We'd been together for almost 3 years. I haven't met anyone since then I've been interested in.
What happened?
If you don't want to talk about it, that's okay. It was my fault. We lived together, but we didn't see much of each other. I was compulsive, or more compulsive when I was working on my PhD. I was at school most of the time, and even when I was home, all I did was work. She met another guy and was dating him, and I didn't even realize it. She finally left me saying that I would never have time in my life for her. Maybe she was right. I'm working just as hard now. But it looks like the project I've been working on is almost finished. I should be able to get home earlier and maybe even take a few days off. Not having sex at your age must be difficult. When I was your age, I had sex constantly.
It is, Louis said.
I need another drink.
Can I get you a refill?
Why not? She said.
When Louis got up, his cock was on display again. He seemed to take his time getting out of the tub. Beverly was tipsy. She thought about grabbing it and tried not to giggle.
On the way back with the drinks, she didn't even pretend not to watch his cock. When he got back in the tub, he asked,
"Were you looking at my cock when I walked back here?"
She felt that all over blush again.
"Yes,"
she said sheepishly and sucked down half her drink.
"It's okay. It would surprise me more if you hadn't. Have you seen a cock besides Howard since you've been married?"
"No.
It's perfectly normal to look."
He reached over, turned the lights on in the spa, and stood up. The lights let her see everything, and she stared at his package.
"Do you like mine?"
"Yes," she said softly.
"Now you stand up."
His voice had an air of authority. It was an order, not a request.
"No, I can't," she said submissively. "It's only fair. You've seen mine, and from what I've seen so far, you have a great body. Now show it to me."
She paused a minute and thought.
"He's right, it's only fair. I've been staring at him."
She downed the rest of her drink, took a deep breath, and stood up. It felt like a dream. Earlier when he saw her nude, it was by accident. Now, she stood there intentionally showing her body to Louis. It made her feel sexy and brave.
"When did you start shaving?"
She blushed again but felt somehow compelled to answer him.
"A couple of weeks ago. I didn't intend to, but I got some small bikinis to wear over here, and when I put them on, I could see stray hairs. I started trimming them and I don't know what came over me, but I shaved it all off. It certainly looks sexy. Do you like it?"
"Yeah.
I think I'm going to stay shaved or maybe waxed. It feels great when cool air or water touches me down there.
Turn around for me.
I'm too embarrassed."
"Of what?"
"Please show me everything."
He used that same voice that took her choice away. She slowly turned around for him. When she saw him again, she could see that he'd grown.
"My God, you're beautiful," he said.
She could feel his eyes roaming up and down her nakedness. She could see his reaction and could feel hers. Her pussy was drenched.
"Have you ever thought about shaving down there?" she asked.
"Not until just now.
Maybe I'll let you help me. Or we can shave each other."
The thought of him shaving her, holding each of her lips, pulling and pushing to keep the skin taut, made her shudder. She felt a little woozy. It could have been the drinks or her body reacting to the situation, but she was going to fall over. She felt herself collapse into Louis's arms. Her breasts pressed against his chest. He lifted her onto the side of the tub and sat down next to her. He held her while she got her bearings. Her head pressed against his chest facing down. His cock had grown again. Touching her was making him hard. She knew it was a terrible idea, but she reached out and touched him, or rather, it, and it jumped. She put her hand around it and squeezed it a little. She'd gone this far and wanted to see it completely hard. She stroked up and down on it, and she got her wish. She was thinking about how to get her mouth on it when he said,
"Maybe you should lie down on a lounge. You've been in the hot tub too long."
Louis helped her over to a lounge. She sat down and he let go of her. He stayed standing in front of her. She felt fine now, but the alcohol made her feel loose-limbed, and her proximity to Louis's naked body made her feel uncontrollably horny. The dizziness was gone. His hard cock was right in front of her, and she thought she could feel a warmth radiating from it. She thought,
"This is the end of being a faithful wife."
She felt a twinge of guilt about what she was going to do with Louis. She'd been married for almost 20 years. But her guilt was not overpowering. Howard had ignored her sexual needs since Allison was a toddler. Sex had gone from daily, to weekly, to monthly,
And now she was lucky to get it 4 times a year. She needed a lot more than that, and she needed it for almost 15 years. She looked at Louis's hard cock and said, "Your cock is beautiful." It was bigger than Howard's, but not scary big. She went out with a porn star cock once in college. That wasn't an experience she couldn't take often. It took her days to recover. Howard's cock wasn't tiny, but she would have liked a little more. This minute, she was looking at what she wanted. Louis said, "Some of this is your fault, you know. If you weren't so beautiful." "Oh, I didn't mean to. I guess I should take care of that for you since it's my fault you're so stiff." She giggled. She reached out and pulled him towards her. "I got you in this state, so I should help you out." She grabbed the base of his cock and squeezed it. He was very stiff and ready. She gently held his balls with her other hand. She wanted to give him a great blowjob. The best she could. She licked up and down his shaft. She said, "I've fantasized about this quite often lately. That night after Howard and I came over, I attacked Howard when we got home, but the whole time I thought about you. I wanted you inside me, not Howard. The next morning, I gave him a blowjob. I pretended it was you and I swallowed his whole cock. It was the only time I'd ever let Howard come at my mouth, and I swallowed all his cum thinking about you." She licked the pre-cum from the tip. "The night after I came over with Allison, I couldn't sleep because I was so hungry for your cock. You know, your shorts don't cover much. Thank God for my vibrator." She licked his balls. Her hand looked tiny holding his cock. "This is a whole lot better than my fantasies. Have you thought about me doing this?" Beverly asked as she licked his crown teasingly. "I've wanted you since the first day I saw you on your hands and knees in the garden." She giggled. "I knew you were looking. I made a point of being on my hands and knees when you were here." She popped his head into her mouth and felt him swell. She licked up and down the shaft, making it nice and wet, and then she concentrated on the crown. She licked all around the ridge at the edge of his crown and flicked the sensitive spot on the bottom. He tasted a bit like chlorine from the hot tub, fresh and clean. She gathered some saliva and spread it on the head with her tongue. She puckered her lips together and pushed down on his cock, letting his cock push her lips and jaws apart. He slid in easily, although her jaw might be sore tomorrow. That would be nice. A sore jaw would be a reminder of this. Her lips moved up and down the first few inches of him. She looked up into his eyes and saw his approval. His eyes looked kind, gentle, and full of insatiable lust. Hearing him moan quietly made her want him deeper in her mouth, and each time she took him deeper, he moaned louder. She pushed down until he was near the back of her mouth, the place that would cause her to gag. She pulled back and pushed down hard, and she felt his head in her throat. She was going too fast. She wanted to keep him on the edge, drawing it out to give him more pleasure. But that would wait until the next time. The next time? Yes, there would be a next time. She knew that now, and it relaxed her knowing that this would not be her only chance. She pulled back and began moving her mouth and tongue faster and faster on the top half of his cock. His moans had turned to groans. As she felt his balls tighten and his cock swell, she pushed down, refusing her gag reflex, and held his entire length in her mouth and throat. Her nose pressed against his skin until he came down her throat with a loud grunt. He unloaded more than she could swallow, and the excess ran out the corners of her mouth and dripped on her tits. His cum tasted sweet and salty, not bitter. As she pulled off him, she made sure to lick him clean. There was a single drop on the tip of her erect nipple. She scooped it off with her finger, looked Louis in the eyes, and licked it off. She was proud of herself. She'd swallowed his entire cock. "Did that help with your problem?" "It was just like my fantasy." "You've had fantasies about me?" She hesitated and said, "I have them all the time. What you did just now was one of my fantasies. No one's taken my full length before. Howard must love that. That night after the hot tub was the first time I'd sucked Howard off in years. I was practicing for you. I'm too good for him." She was ecstatic that he was pleased, and his pleasure increased her desire for him. "But there's something else," he said. "What?" She looked at him questioningly. "It's your turn. But I want you in me. I will be soon, but I need to taste you now." Howard rarely went down on her pussy unless she asked him to. Louis grabbed her legs and turned her so she could lie with her back propped up. He spread her legs wide and put one on each side of the lounge. She reflexively resisted, embarrassed as her bare pussy was suddenly exposed. No one had seen her bare and spread open like this. But the determination in his eyes made her want him to see everything. She desperately wanted his tongue on her pussy. This was going to be good. Would it feel different with her pussy shaved? With her back propped up, she could see him. She never watched while someone went down on her, and the thought overwhelmed her. He moved the legrest attached to the lounge out of the way so he could get closer. He grabbed a nearby foam float to kneel on. "I like you bare like this. I can see how beautiful your pussy is," he said, making her sigh. He spread her engorged lips with his fingers. He put his face near her pussy, barely licked her folds, and breathed in. "You smell and taste wonderful." She whimpered at his words. His first exceptionally wet lick was excruciatingly slow, starting at her puckered rosebud, past her entrance, and over her clit. She moaned deeply. Her pussy was already wet with her juices and was now wetter from his tongue. He'd licked her ass. No one had ever licked anywhere close to her ass before. It surprised her, and it thrilled her. He touched her rosebud again, circling it with his tongue, and probed inside. Something akin to a small orgasm spread out from her pussy, and all the muscles in and around it tightened. He moved farther up. His tongue found her entrance and pushed inside.
She didn't know if his tongue was abnormally long, but it seemed to reach areas no one else had. She wanted him to treat her like his slut, like in her fantasy, but he seemed intent on treating her like a queen, giving her pleasure. She closed her eyes and let him. Louis licked her clit, causing her to squeak. He continued lapping his flat, rough tongue across her bundle of nerves. Her muscles tightened in orgasm. It wasn't a big screaming orgasm, but one that hit her like a small gentle wave touching her foot at the beach. It was pleasant. But it didn't stop. Each time his tongue rubbed against her, a new bigger wave hit her. Each successive wave was stronger and deeper than the last. There was no rest. The next wave hit her before the last receded. She opened her eyes and looked at Louis. He was smiling with his eyes as he lapped her pussy. Louis dipped two fingers into her and rubbed her G-spot. The waves were hitting her harder, stealing her balance. He removed his fingers and rubbed her copious lubrication on her rosebud. He gathered more fluids and rubbed harder and harder on her tight puckered hole. Over and over his finger lubricated and pushed against her hole. She willed herself to relax and one finger slipped into her. He massaged her muscles to relax them before he pushed two fingers into her. That's when a big wave hit her, knocking her down and holding her there. She couldn't move. Then another hit her, and she couldn't resist its power. Her body twisted and turned, not knowing whether she wanted the feelings to diminish or wanted an even bigger wave to hit her. The choice was not hers. Louis sucked her clit into his mouth, and she was crushed. She screamed and put both hands over her mouth to keep from having the neighbors call 911. No one had ever licked her like that, and she never had an orgasm that continued and built on itself. She never had a finger, let alone two, in her ass. Those fingers in her felt so good. She knew about anal sex, but she knew Howard would never do that. Maybe later with Louis. She felt drained until Louis kissed her mouth. She tasted herself on his lips. If Howard tried to kiss her after oral sex, she'd avoid it. But Louis's kiss thrilled her. It felt special to taste herself mixed with him. The cum that she had just sucked from him. He held her breast and said, "Your pussy tastes so sweet. I've never tasted myself. I taste good mixed with your cum." Louis reached down and pushed two fingers into her pussy. He pulled them out, retrieving some of her juices. He put his fingers on her lips, and she sucked them deep into her mouth and moaned. She held his cock in her hand. "Fuck me now, Louis." Louis stood up and said, "Why don't we go inside so we can be more comfortable?" "No," she whispered. "This was my fantasy. I was your slut. You took me right here from behind. I want to do it outside. It'll feel so deliciously naughty outside in suburbia." While rationally she knew that it was private here, her irrational mind thought there could be a crack somewhere and a neighbor could be watching or listening. She wanted someone to watch Louis jam his cock into her. He grabbed a foam float and put it in position for her. She dropped on her knees to the mat, spread them wide, and then put her hands down. Looking back at Louis, she asked, "Is this how you imagine me on my hands and knees in my garden? Jam your cock into me to the hilt, fast and hard. I want to be your cheating wife, slut. But, please, it's what I need tonight. Fuck my cunt hard like you would a dirty slut." Louis got onto his knees behind her, rubbed himself along her slit, lined his cock up, and shoved into her harder and faster than he would have liked. Beverly screamed from pleasure and pain as his cock stretched her cunt in every direction. God, he felt huge and wonderful in her. He wasn't much bigger than Howard, but the forceful intrusion from behind made him feel much bigger. He paused a moment, giving her time to become accustomed to him. He wouldn't have pushed in her so fast except that she insisted. "Oh, that's good," she groaned. As she relaxed, he withdrew until only his tip was inside her and slowly began thrusting in and out of her in short strokes. Fluid was flowing out of her. As he sped up, she said, "Fuck me deeper now. Please." He began sliding deeper with each stroke. It wasn't long before his full length was in her again. She said, "Now pound me hard and deep." He plunged his full length into her over and over, and she pushed back to meet him. Her hands slipped off the mat and scraped on the concrete deck. For tonight, she was his slut. "Slap my ass," she said. He did, and she said, "Again." She wanted him to use her however and whenever he wanted. Her fantasy was becoming reality. Her scraped hand was bleeding, but she didn't care, and she didn't want him to care. Her pain didn't matter. She wanted him to use her cunt as a receptacle for his seed when he was ready. She dropped her head onto the mat. He held her hips and pounded into her mercilessly as she grunted and asked for more. Her body was building to a huge climax. But she would have to wait until he came. It wasn't up to her. His needs came first. He would come into her cunt when he was ready. Until then, she would enjoy his pounding, waiting for him, without coming. He began grunting with each stroke. She knew he was close. She squeezed his cock as hard as she could. He let out a loud series of grunts, and then held himself into her as deep as he could as he exploded in her. The feeling of his cum coating the inside of her cunt, and his continued pounding, released the climax that had been building in her. She bit the foam float so that her screams weren't heard echoing through the neighborhood. They stayed like that, frozen for what seemed like minutes, covered in sweat and bodily fluids. He stood, picked her up, took her to the steps of the pool, and gently washed her. She was grateful because she felt so limp that she could hardly move. The cool water felt good as he cleaned her body and pussy. He kissed her scraped and bloody hands.
"How did that happen?"
he asked.
"My hands slipped off the mat. We could have stopped. I don't want to hurt you."
"No.
I didn't want to.
He couldn't understand, and she couldn't explain that she wanted to play his slut. They could be gentle another time.
I can't explain it, but tonight you gave me what I wanted and needed.
And more.
Thank you.
She sat up and kissed him over and over.
Do you want to stay here tonight?
Yes, but I can't.
Howard might call or Allison might come home to spend the night. I need to rest for a minute and then go home.
She spent the next 10 minutes sitting in the pool with Lewis's arms around her. She rubbed her scraped hand over his chest, her blood marking him. She kissed him all over. She was making him hard again. She reached down and held his hard cock.
Do I need to help with this again?
She said as she stroked it.
No, that's not necessary.
He said, but she didn't stop. She stroked him faster. He laid his head back and she kept stroking until Lewis came again into the pool.
I've got to go.
She said. Howard's coming home tomorrow.
I don't know when I'll be able to see you again. You do want us to be together again, don't you?
More than anything.
You put your fingers in my ass tonight. No one has done that before.
It felt wonderful.
Would you like to fuck my ass? Take my anal cherry?
Very much, but we need plenty of time for foreplay in a comfortable place and lots of lube.
I don't want it to hurt. I want you to enjoy it.
It may be a while. I don't know how long Howard will be here, and it's going to be a few days before my pussy fully recovers.
Maybe next week?
She smiled and tried to get up. He helped her get to her feet.
I'm going to be sore tomorrow.
He got her a robe that was way too big for her, gave her the clothes she came over in, and then helped her to the gate.
Call me from bed.
I want to be sure you're all right. He watched as she went in next door. As she walked through her back door, she felt satisfied. That was the best sex she'd ever had, a fantasy fulfilled. She knew that she couldn't give Lewis up. She was his now. She called Lewis.
I'm in bed now. Tonight was incredible.
Thank you.
I can't believe how sexy you are. I'm lying in bed stroking my cock thinking about you tonight.
Call me in the morning.
Okay.
Good night. Lewis got up and reviewed the video of the night, and then saved it on an encrypted secure server for safekeeping. Howard was not due in until late the next day and then was going into the office. She needed to come up with a reason for her scraped hand if he even noticed. She'd tell him that she fell working in the yard and her hand landed on the sidewalk. That would also be a good reason to skip sex if the thought crossed his mind. She doubted it would, but her pussy couldn't take any more for a while. She hoped the handprint on her ass would fade before tomorrow, although Howard didn't look at her ass often. The next day, Howard didn't notice anything different. He was asleep before she got into the bedroom, so he didn't even notice she'd shaved. He didn't notice her hands. He didn't notice her walking like she'd been fuck hard by the big dick next door. The first thing in the morning, he got up and went to the office. Allison blew through to say hi to her father but didn't stay long. She did notice her mother scraped hands. She accepted her explanation and moved on. Beverly caught her as she was leaving and told her that Lewis had asked about her.
If you want his help, you'd better hurry.
Allison's friend with the lake house was going with her family on a trip to Europe. Most of her friends were going somewhere with their families before they left for college. Maybe she could spend time with Lewis talking about code. He had some books he wanted her to read. Howard left again for another week. Beverly wondered why he bothered to come home at all. It's not like he missed sex with her. Whenever Howard was gone, Beverly went over to Lewis's house. Since Allison was not sleeping at the lake house, she was sleeping at home. That was a bit of a problem, but she found ways around it. Even if it was just for a quickie. Late night walks, insomnia, etc. She could come up with something, but she needed to be careful. She couldn't have Allison find out anything. It would be easier after Allison left for school. This story is continued in the next part. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes.